Hi, this is Dr. Linda Papadopoulos with The Psychology Behind, the podcast that looks at a different psychological issue every week and gives you tips and research to help you cope. This week, I want to speak about how to motivate yourself to change behavior. Now, motivation is kind of the why behind our actions. It's the stuff that orientates our goals and guides our behavior. Now, obviously, wanting something is rarely enough to ensure that we motivate ourselves to achieve it. We've all wanted to start working out next Monday at some point, but have found ourselves unable to do so, making excuses, postponing action to yet another Monday. So, what is it that gets in between us wanting to achieve something and actually achieving it? Now, there are several theories about what guides motivation. Some focus on evolution and internal biological drives to explain what motivates us. Others use incentives and behavioral psychology, suggesting that we do things because of the reinforcement, the rewards that we get. And yet other theories suggest that there are cognitive reasons that belie our motives, that once biological needs are met, that we naturally need to satisfy emotional and social needs like love and status and respect. And we remember Maslow's hierarchy of needs that we've spoken about before. You know, in his theory, he suggests that ultimately the desire to feel our potential, you know, is what kind of belies our motives. Now, the thing is, understanding motivation is complex, and it's probably, you know, a combination of all of these theories and several others that are required to really explain what's going on. But what's important when you're trying to make a behavioral change is that you understand why you want to make that change. You know, why you've decided to make it at this point. It's the start that stops most people. So thinking about how this change will transform whatever it is you're trying to transform, your health, your relationships, your life, this will help you commit to the process. So take the time to lay out the reasons that you want to make the change that you do. Write these reasons down and refer back to them when things get tough. Having something that reminds you of your motivation and what you have to gain will help you as you progress towards your goals. We're creatures of habit, and change, even if it's good for us, can be really hard. So if you've decided that it's time for a genuine change, then here are five things that you can do to make things much easier. Number one, focus on actions rather than outcomes. The saying goes that every journey begins with a single step. It's a good saying because it highlights the idea that no matter how far you're going, you need to focus on what you're doing in the here and now and deal with that. One of the biggest problems with staying motivated is that we focus on our goal, sometimes to the detriment on what we're doing in the here and now to actually achieve that goal. So when we take stock of how we're doing, if we feel that we haven't reached our goal, we begin to feel demotivated and we're more likely to give up. So say your goal is to lose 10 pounds. That's great, but it's not going to happen the day after you've decided to give up soda, or, you know, the day after you've attended your third spin class. You know, and measuring your success against your end goal is a really bad way of staying motivated. So instead, break down your goals so that your motives are centered around particular actions rather than outcomes. Reward yourself for not having, you know, the soda and sticking to the healthy eating plan. Reward yourself for not canceling the gym session and making that spin class. If you focus on sticking to the actions, the outcomes will flow naturally. Number two, there is a cost-benefit equation when it comes to change. When we make a decision to engage in a new behavior, we often do a kind of cost-benefit analysis in our minds where we weigh up all the effort and energy that we're going to need to make a change with the benefits of that change, you know, what we're going to get out of it. The thing is that with most goals, they require a lot of input, time, and effort up front and only actually pay out rewards later on. I mean, think about it, from quitting smoking, to learning a new language, to losing weight, being able to delay gratification and take actions that are hard for you in the present, but benefit your future self is key. So in order to make this easier, try and reward yourself incrementally as you progress instead of just waiting to reach your goal. So if you've managed to study the first two chapters of your Spanish course, then give yourself a reward to acknowledge this. The key is to incentivize your present self so that your future self can get to the goal sooner and more effectively. Number three, strive for progress, not perfection. Many times, unrealistic expectations stop us from making healthy choices. There's no such thing as perfect. In fact, the only thing that striving for perfection ever achieves is the sense that you aren't doing enough. And that in and of itself can be really demotivating. So one of the most important steps that you can take is to lay out detailed, realistic goals that approximate to your big goal. At each step, pause to think about what you're doing, validate yourself for your progress, and remember not to fall into the trap of setting yourself up for failure by having unrealistic expectations around what you can achieve. Number four, make your surroundings work for you. Sometimes the barriers to motivation or success are practical. When you want to make a change, don't let the practicalities trip you up. For example, if you're trying to give up junk food, make sure that you don't have it around you. When you're trying to go to the gym regularly, make a plan to meet with a friend there so you have the pressure of not letting them down. When you're trying to finish a paper, put your phone on silent so you aren't being constantly distracted by the people contacting you. And this goes for people too. Surrounding yourself with negative people that tend to be problem-focused rather than solution-focused won't help. Instead, seek out people, seek out books, podcasts, and movies that motivate you. Looking at your surroundings and assessing what might get in the way of achieving your goals and making the changes, well, this will give you the best chance of success. And finally, assess yourself fairly and expect to stumble. One of the mistakes that ambitious, goal-driven people make is that they assess themselves based only on where they're going rather than thinking about how far they've come. Take stock of your accomplishments so far, as this will motivate you to keep going, and this is especially true when you find yourself tripping up. The road to every success is no doubt going to include some setbacks, so be kind to yourself when you mess up. Learn what you can and apply it going forward, because being resilient in the face of setbacks is going to be key if you want to stay motivated. So those are the five tips. I hope you found them helpful. I think especially this idea of ensuring that, you know, you don't just take care of yourself in the here and now, but you're able to take care of your future self. And I know that delaying gratification isn't easy, but I hope some of these tips about how to break things down, how to avoid perfectionism, and how to reward yourself will help you get yourself motivated and make those changes that you want. Thank you so much for listening today. As always, I love to hear from you. So please share this podcast, you know, make sure you subscribe, and please let me know what you think of it. And as always, can't wait to speak again next week. And until then, I hope you have a healthy, happy mind and body.